On the line, I've got Yolanda Vandenbeam. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron.
So we're here to talk ukuleles with you. Now, we were just discussing off the air, there is a ukulele festival on this weekend, but the reason we're talking to you is that you're going to be at the market the following day, the creative market at the old school, and you have a book, and
right. It
seems like a lifetime of experience with the ukulele. Is that correct?
Not quite a lifetime, actually. I sort of got into the ukulele maybe 10-ish years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, I played other instruments. I have, played piano and guitar in my, from longer ago. Yeah.
So is there, I don't know if renaissance is quite the right word, but a growth in popularity of the ukulele?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a worldwide phenomenon and a huge number of people of all ages, but it seems to be more the, more mature bracket of people seem to have taken to ukulele playing in groups and in vast numbers.
Why do you think that is?
Well, it's with any kind of fad, no, it's not a fad, but with anything, if something's good and a few people catch on to it and then they tell their friends and it just goes like wildfire. So I think it's just one of those things. I don't really know the exact how this particular renaissance has started, but it's a good thing.
I have this idea. I've seen we have the Blister Sisters here in Raglan, and I've seen them perform.
Right.
And I have this idea that no one takes themselves too seriously with a ukulele, and people are just kind of having fun, and that's what came over while I was watching the performance, was just that it was just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So I guess, does that make sense to you?
Absolutely, and I think for people have, the creative. Art and music is so good for you to be involved. So to participate in music and to play, it just lights up all the centres in your brain and it makes you happy. So there's no reason why not to do it. And a lot of people have dabbled in music when they were younger. They maybe were told to learn the piano and they've got some musical ability, but they suddenly catch onto the ukulele because it's not too hard at all.
Yeah.
You can get lots of fun very quickly and lots of great music.
Well, I was made to play the piano as a kid, so yeah, I know that story. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe the ukulele's in the pipeline for you, Aaron.
Maybe. I mean, the way I learned the piano was not a lot of fun. I remember one song I was made to play was literally 400 years old, and I could not relate to it at all as a 14-year-old. So yeah. And songs? What songs do you actually? You write your own songs, don't you?
Yes, the book is a group of 20 instrumentals, and I've composed them. And it sort of came about because I was just pottering around on my ukulele and I had a ukulele group, and I came up with sort of a tune, and then I taught it to the group, and then I came up with another sort of part that would go over the top of that, and I just love the sound of music layering up. So you get one part, for example, I've got my uke right here.
Right, okay.
Playing this little simple tune, and then over the top comes harmony. And when you hear them together, they sound lovely. And then I thought, well, let's do a third part. And let's do a fourth part. So a lot of my pieces are four parts. They're all instrumentals. So the book is written in notation and tabs. So notation is the notes on the five lines with the treble clef. And the tab is four lines, which are the ukulele strings, with little numbers which tell you which fret to put your left hand finger.
Oh, okay, so whatever way you find easiest to read the music, you can go with that.
Yeah.
Right, we will play an actual piece of your music later on. So
lovely.
It's like, should we call it a quartet? And it's more complex than just all playing the same thing.
Absolutely, and that's the beauty of playing in harmony, and you each have your own part. So you hear very clearly where the notes join together and make beautiful sound. And to be honest, sometimes the ukulele can sound like a harp to me. I got myself a good quality ukulele when I started this journey, this project, seriously.
Yeah.
I recorded it all on GarageBand at home, and then I got a sound engineer to fix up the recordings to make them good. And I self-published the book, and I've put the music in order from sort of the easy-ish ones near the beginning sort of getting a little bit more challenging. And there's a few people who have said, yeah, we really want to challenge ourselves because we've been playing a lot of songs and strumming, which is beautiful and fun. But this is just a slightly different way of playing the ukulele in a group. It's a little bit more gentle and calm and focused, and it can upskill people who are really ready for something just a little bit more challenging, where they have to sit down and learn a piece and learn a part. And within each piece of music, there are different levels of ability catered for. So there's some pieces that just have a very simple strum.
Yeah.
So people who can do that can do that. And then others who want to really learn a slightly more tricky rhythm can nail down and do that.
And what have you called the book?
The book's called Shimmering, which is, it's one of the pieces that's called Shimmering.
Oh, okay.
Shimmering, yep. Ukulele Instrumentals, that's the title. But the word shimmering actually to me also, because I love nature and the piece, that particular piece just reminds me of the beauty of nature shimmering in the sunlight or a dewdrop, just all the different things that evoke beauty in nature, really.
And is it always for four people, four musicians?
That's a really good question, and the answer is not really, no. So even though there's four parts, you could have a big ukulele group of however many people,
yep.
And you just divide it up into, okay, you three are going to play part one,
yep.
And you four are going to play, you know, the melody or the accompaniment or the, yeah. So it can be any number. And also if you have three in the group.
I was going to ask about that.
There are pieces for, with just three parts. And I've also included in almost every piece, a guitar part. Because the ukulele has such a high-pitched sound, a very high, plucky sound, that the guitar comes in towards the end of each piece with a lovely kind of lower bass-ish sort of sound, and it just sort of rounds off the music. So the recordings are relatively, they're a sort of piece of music in their own right, and whoever wants to learn the pieces doesn't have to do it exactly like the recordings, but the book has been written to match the recordings exactly, but you know, there's a lot of adaptability in the book. I've given a list at the beginning of things you can do.
Yep.
You can have several ukuleles playing each part. You can have a small number. You can even just have two people practicing two different parts and coming in at different times and using different instruments.
Right. So you're not strict about it. It's not strict in that you have to do it this way.
No, absolutely. It's a sort of a foundational piece of work, really, and then people can just take from it what they will and be creative. I'm interested in the future to hear how people have used some of the pieces.
So if someone's never played before, but they, after this weekend's events, they think they'd like to play, are some of your songs easy enough for an absolute beginner, or do you recommend something else for an absolute beginner?
An absolute beginner probably would need to have a couple of sessions in a beginner class, I'd say.
Yeah,
an absolute beginner. But there are certainly pieces, a lot of the pieces have got parts that a very newish beginner could definitely take part in. Yeah.
So there's, for anyone listening, there are absolute teams of ukulele players in Raglan, so it shouldn't be any trouble finding someone to help out. There is the ukulele festival on Saturday. It's all sold out apart from the event in the evening, which is so you can go along as an audience and listen to people play. Do you know any of the people playing? Have you seen them play before?
Yes. On the Saturday night, Sonia Wilson, who's a ukulele teacher, musician, singer, and she also, her partner Nigel Gavin, who's a world-class guitarist, they will be playing as a duo, I believe, on Saturday night. And there's another band with a very funny name which includes the word muffin, I think.
A big muffin, big muffin, yes. Serious band, yeah.
Yep. So I know Sonia and Nigel well. They're wonderful. In fact, Sonia was one of my ukulele players in my launch concert, which we had here in Point Chevalier in Auckland, where I live, about a month ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I was just looking on your website, and earlier I asked the question about, is this a growing, the ukulele, the enthusiasm for the ukulele, is it grown? And I see there's a ukulele union, an Auckland ukulele orchestra, and a New Zealand ukulele network.
Yes.
This sounds quite significant to me.
Yes, there's groups everywhere. It's wonderful. It's really wonderful, yeah.
And do you perform much, or are you mostly focused on this kind of education side of it?
I have been in the last couple of years focusing on the writing, and teaching. Yep. So I've been a ukulele teacher and teach guitar and piano as well. But I'm just focusing more on the music writing at the moment. Yeah.
Also, there's more music to come.
Quite possibly. I have actually got another project in the wings, which is going to be similar, but for guitar groups.
Okay, all right, something for people to. I guess it's just what you're doing is just creating something that just encourages people to get into it, I guess.
Yes, and new music, new sounds, new collaborations of harmonies and melodies and tunes.
Maybe we should play the song that you've chosen to play now, so people can get an idea of what we're talking about. We'll just play it for a little bit, and then we'll probably slightly rudely talk over the rest of it. But
no worry.
So, what was the name of this track, this song, and what's it about?
Called Purple Orchid. Every piece has got, I guess, a little history or a story, and actually on my website I have written about each piece. This one was actually started off as a guitar piece. I've got a few pieces that that I've written for both, can be played on both instruments, but of course there's a bit of adaption required because of the different strings on the instruments. However, the top three strings of the guitar and ukulele are the same distance apart from each other. They're in a different key,
yep,
but they're the same distance apart from each other, so you can actually transfer music quite easily between the two instruments with the top three strings.
Okay, but this is the ukulele version.
This is the ukulele version of a guitar piece called Purple, and I've changed the name a little bit. The guitar one's called Wild Orchid. This is the ukulele version called Purple Orchid.
All right, well, let's give that a spin, have a listen, and then we'll talk a bit more about it.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, so Yolanda, can you tell us what's happening when, I think, are all four ukuleles are playing now, yeah?
Three, actually.
Oh, three still, okay. I've come in too early. What I want to ask is what happens when each one comes in? What do they do?
Right, so at the beginning of this piece was the accompaniment, which was simply repeated pattern.
Yep.
So that just continues. And once that's the first eight bars, once that repeated pattern has played once, then
yep,
accompaniment two comes in, which is quite a harp-like one. So that just plays over the top. And so that just continues on. And once that's done one round, then the third part, which is the melody, comes in, which is, and that continues on.
So the first two, are they harmonising?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Okay.
They're all harmonising, really, because, yep, the notes just all fit together.
And the fourth one, has the fourth one come in? I'll just bring it back up so you can hear.
This is one of the pieces that has three parts for ukulele and one guitar part.
I thought so, because I could hear it. It's deeper, yeah.
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 So the guitar's come in now, and so that just plays through a couple of more rounds, and that's the piece.
And the guitar is acting kind of like a bass guitar in a like a rock band would, like filling out the sound.
Yep, just giving that nice balance of a lower holding the music, really. Yeah.
And is it a challenge, like going back to like when I was forced to learn the piano as a kid, and I never learned to play with any sense of feel, and certainly not to play with other people. Is it a challenge to start with, to work together with a group?
It can be. It depends on your own, on the person's experience. But what playing in a group does, it's a beautiful process, because you learn to listen to each other. You learn how to stay in time, and it's a lovely way to communicate something. I don't know exactly how to describe it, but playing in a group, when you've got it down, it's just a beautiful process. And the actual when you're learning as a group, learning to just accept each other's mistakes along the way. Sonia Wilson, when we were practicing, had this wonderful saying called instant forgiveness. As soon as you make a mistake, it's like forgiven, because you're just doing your best. And so music is a lovely way of just saying, hey, we're just in this for making beautiful music and uplifting ourselves and the people who listen to it, because it just brings feelings of peace and joy. I know it sounds all very warm and fuzzy, but that's what it can do.
I guess once you get right into the music, and especially the complexity of playing with other people, I guess all your everyday worries, there's no room for them really, is there?
Absolutely. It's almost sort of, could be, a type of meditation. It's not really that, but it is. You put aside the everyday burdens and worries, and you can just be in the moment. You're absolutely right. There's no room to, you just put them out the door for while you're doing the music.
You can't carry on those arguments in your head that tend to happen while you're doing this, I presume.
Absolutely.
And that sounds, and there's a lot of people are looking. To be honest, a lot of people are looking for that at the moment, and and maybe the learning the ukulele, it's a simple enough instrument to learn, that might be an easy way in for people. I guess that's kind of what you're saying, really, isn't it?
Definitely. Everyone has a need for time out and creative endeavours. And it just improves your sense of well-being at a deeper level, really. It's just win-win all the way with playing and participating in music.
Mm. Hey, folks, we're talking to Yolanda van den Bemd about her book, Shimmering Ukulele Instrumentals, but which you're going to be selling at the Creative Market on Saturday. That's from 10 till 2, people, don't forget.
Sunday.
Oh, there we go. I'm glad you're paying attention. So the Ukulele Festival's on Saturday. There'll still be a lot of ukulele players in town, no doubt, on Sunday. And the Creative Market will probably be teaming with them. But you'll be there with your book. And
I will.
Will you have a few instruments with you?
Yep, I'll definitely bring my ukulele. And there'll be buskers playing at the market. So depending how far away I am from the buskers, whether I get to play some of my little tunes for people, but I'll be there to show the book and sell the book to anyone who would like to purchase it. And along with the book comes the digital sheet music, if you choose for that option, which is basically the book online that you can print copies for your group if you're a ukulele teacher.
Yeah.
And also the recording. So I will collect the email address of everyone who purchases the book, and when I get back home, they'll get those other things sent out to them. So people can choose to buy the book and the recordings, or the book, recordings, and the digital sheet music. That's up to them.
Okay, and if people can't make it to the market, how do they find you online?
The website is yolandamusic.net.
Okay, and we'd spell Yolanda for people.
YOLANDA.
Okay, yolandamusic.net.
Yolandamusic.net.
All right, Yolanda. Well, look, thanks heaps for your conversation this morning. It's been really interesting to learn more about the mysterious world of the ukulele network and things like that. And hopefully I'll catch up with you at the market on Sunday when you're there.
That'd be awesome, Aaron. Thanks for the interview.
Okay, thanks for your time.
All right, folks, yes, Yolanda's going to be at the market. The market starts from 10 till 2. All the usual stuff will be there. You can get some food, you can get some coffees, you can get some artwork, obviously. There could be some fundraisers going on. Obviously, quite a few ukulele players going to be busking there, having stayed in town from the ukulele festival the night before. We will learn more about the ukulele festival tomorrow morning. We're going to be talking to Big Muffin Serious Bands. We're going to be talking to Penny, who's organised this live and local and I think is involved in organising the ukulele festival, Penny Bosfield. She's going to be talking to us. And it's Graham Cairns. So Penny will be at 9:30 tomorrow. Graham, after the news at 9 from Big Muffin Serious Bands.